views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That's good. Thank you.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Good morning, everybody. The 14th of November, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. They'll be in today at 8. Christina and Ben are in the control room running the Starship Free Fire. So, how you doing, gang?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what national day is it?
It is National Seatbelt Day.
National Seatbelt Day. You know what? When I really want to feel like an outlaw, I drive from the store, the back street, it's like 2 minutes. I keep my seatbelt off. Yeah, I'm breaking the law. I'm a rowdy. I'm being an outlaw. And I drive into my driveway and I go, ah, I made it. Okay. Hey, the weather today. That's about it. You know. I'm pretty low by it. Today, showers, high near 56. Calm winds, chance of precipitation is 80%. Wow. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy and gradually becoming cloudy with a low around 47. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 67. Thursday, sunny. Fridays, we start getting back into a slight chance of showers after 10 a.m. and Saturday, showers maybe, and Sunday and Monday, sunny. So, you know, the first storms are moving in to the North State, as they always do. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans and much more. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Seth and Emily from Turtle Bay, and it's here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's here. The Garden of Life.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
When's it start officially?
Reading Garden of Lights opens this Friday, November 17th. And after that, we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 all the way to January 7th.
Okay. It's going to be sunny on Friday.
That's right.
Okay. So we've got our fingers crossed.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's rain or shine.
Yep.
And because there's over a million lights that dance. Okay, do I sound exuberant? It's because every year we go, and every year we are not disappointed. Every year it's new because you add things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you've added my favorite this time.
Okay. We added a model train exhibit.
There you go.
We call it
model train zone. This is it when it goes around the table here, right?
It is on a table. It's a really large table. It's about 30 feet long.
Yeah.
What I mean is it's not like a small table. Mm-hmm. This is a long table. It's got little mountains and all that. I can't wait to see.
Yep. Yeah. The kids are going to love it. Adults are going to love it. You know, our area has such a rich history with trains. You know, we have a train exhibit at Turtle Bay year round, outdoors in the Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. So it was just a really good fit. We wanted to find something that everyone would enjoy, and model trains are definitely that. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are. Are they going to have, like, little puffs of smoke coming out?
There's lots of sound effects. Yeah. There's lots of things to see.
When I had mine, you put something in the little smokestack.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would heat up and it would puff.
Yep.
Very cool.
Up. Isn't that weird? I mean, I can remember that when I was like 5.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I can't remember if I had breakfast this morning. Okay. So, give Mike a quick visual. when you come to the Garden of Lights?
When you enter in, it's we call it the Holiday Village. So there's food and beverage right when you move in to the light show. If you go in the train town, there's photo ops. Everything's like in that quarry patio area when you first start. We've added a lot of great ticketing features that make ticketing and lines a lot better for guests. And then after that, you enter into the light show, there's winding paths going out through the botanical gardens, there's food and beverage along the way. We've added neon glowing swings for kids to and adults to sit on these glowing swings. It's a really cool photo op area. Some more activities. We want to make it accessible for everyone, so we've worked really hard on making the paths better, compacting the paths so that everyone can enjoy them. We're just excited for people to come out and experience it.
You've got open fires. I mean, you got fire pits.
There are fire pits, yeah.
Fire pits, and you have s'mores things you can buy.
Yep, we've got s'mores kits, all sorts of great food and drink options as well. Yeah, keep you warm, for
and
sure.
And Linda says you have the hot toddies.
Oh, yeah.
The hot toddies, which you can do rum or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to pick a day to go there, say your family's coming in, what do?
If you can go to turtlebay.org, that's going to take you to the path to buy tickets. Okay. We've added some better ticketing software this year that you can choose which date you want to attend. You choose your arrival date, and once you arrive, you can stay for the whole show. But that allows us to have just a better experience, so not everyone's arriving all at one time.
Yeah.
The best place to do it is to go at turtlebay.org, buy your tickets online. You can buy tickets at the gate, but we highly recommend buying them in advance just in case we sell out.
Now, and you do sell out. So mm-hmm. Now, if you buy them online, do you just come in with your phone or something like that, or do you have... In other words,
yeah, this year we actually have, as Seth mentioned, a new software that allows you to get an emailed QR code, and
right.
you just bring
right.
that email right in. That QR code's going to get scanned at the front desk or front gates, and then they're going to go ahead and check off the ticket. So even if you are arriving and you've got a big group with you, mm-hmm. If maybe four of your party are there, but four are still arriving,
yeah.
you can get those four tickets checked off. You can go in and start enjoying, and then that other group can share that same QR code and enjoy as well.
Cool. Okay.
Just more opportunities to keep that flow going.
You want to keep that going.
Yep.
Now, we've gone there when it was just absolutely beautiful, perfect weather. We've gone other times when it's been raining. And frankly, it's the same thing. And the thing that surprised me is everybody was still there with the rain. Bundled up, the little babies in their carriages are just wrapped in this one little baby. It was just camouflage. Mm-hmm. Had a little camouflage baby suit, then a little camouflage oversuit, then a little camouflage beanie hat, and then a little hood that went over it. And all you could see, and then a little muffler. And you could see its eyes. But his eyes were happy.
Right.
And his little arms were...
For sure. We also this year, because we know that, rain can sometimes be a challenge in our area,
yeah.
we've got what we call a flex ticket.
Oh, okay.
So it's a new offering. It allows you to buy a ticket and change the date if the weather changes and you're not wanting to, bring your family out in the rain. So it's a great option for, those unknown scenarios, and we're really excited
cool.
to offer that. Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Great. Now, approximately how many rolled through last year?
Each year we see about 80 to 90,000 people.
80 to 90,000
yeah.
people.
This right?
year's going to be more.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, it should
sure.
be more. Should be more.
Yeah.
And now, where did they come from?
About 70% are Shasta County, 30%
uh-huh.
are out of the county, and that really fulfills, the original idea of Garden of Lights to attract tourism to the area during the holiday season.
Sure.
So we're seeing, 20 to 30,000 people coming from out of town that are visiting our hotels and restaurants and businesses. And so, Turtle Bay, this benefits from this for being our biggest fundraiser. We rely on this and other events to support our mission. We want to talk about North State Giving this morning as well.
We'll do that after the break. But,
yeah, absolutely.
But that's,
yeah.
gosh, so this year, since it's been expanded out,
yeah.
like 4 or 5, 10 days maybe, 5, 8, I don't know how many more days.
It is the same dates as last year. Last year we added the dates going to January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the first 2 years we ended New Year's Eve, and then last year and this year we're going to January 7th.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, you've got maybe still family in town, you got kids still off school, you're looking for something to do. It's a great opportunity to come out and enjoy a little bit more of the holiday.
So if you're worried that, I've got my walker. You know, some people have walkers, and they have wheelchairs. The paths are smooth and compact, and there's plenty of places to sit down on your way through.
It's a stroll, for sure. You know, that's the idea. Come and enjoy and spend the evening there.
You can do it in 30 minutes, and you can.
Yeah.
Or you can take 3 or 4 hours.
Sure.
We're in between. So,
yeah. It's designed to be a loop, and you can do the loop as many times as you want. Some families go through once. I've seen families do it a couple times. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say they come back multiple nights. We've had some families say they've gone 3 or 4 times the whole season. So it's definitely a tradition that families are looking forward to. This is our 4th year, and we're just excited for people to come out and experience the tradition.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break here. Hey, speaking of tradition and Christmas, let's talk about Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated for over 30 years here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have just a fantastic selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine and more. And it's at very fair prices. And in a couple of weeks, they're getting ready to have their big yearly sale because that's their anniversary of Four Winds Jewelry and beginning in December. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, the 14th of November. Gosh, we're going through November very, very quick. It's, I don't know, it's about 56. Oh, no, it's not even 56. That's the high today is 56. I don't know, it's around 40. It feels kind of warm out there, though. Even though that you two walked in here dressed for the Arctic.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here with Seth and Emily from Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the Garden of Lights that's opening Friday.
That's right.
Over a million lights. They got a new train exhibit. I have a friend that's really, really into trains, a doctor here in town. I'm calling him.
Yeah.
They have a train exhibit. And he'll be there, probably laying on the track. Who knows? Giving Tuesday is coming up.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we thought this was also a good idea, a way to remind people that things like the Garden of Lights, events at Turtle Bay, exhibits that you love, the animal programs, education, all of that is a product of our community. You know, we are a nonprofit organization. The support for these types of events and programs helps keep us sustained all year long and helps keep us continuing to be a resource for our community. And Giving Tuesday is a really great place or way to give back to Turtle Bay, to show us that you love what we're doing.
Okay. Now, Giving Tuesday is, I think there's 100.
Yeah, more than 150 local nonprofit organizations. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Local nonprofits.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, local being kind of North State, Mount Shasta and others represented there too.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And some of them are like the large ones like Red Cross mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, nothing against Red Cross or any of those others, but I'm kind of like the guy that keeps his stuff local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the money is staying local. And not that the Red Cross doesn't do nice things, but I'd rather give money to Turtle Bay, Haven Humane, mm-hmm. Project Healing Waters, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Where I know the money stays right here and it helps our local people. Okay. Now, did you all have any idea it was going to, I know it was a gamble, it was going to be this big a success. You obviously did studies to see.
Oh, for Garden of Lights?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Garden of Lights.
Yeah, I think the original idea came from the Reading City Identity Project.
Oh, and that's right.
So that was about 2018, 2019. Turtle Bay was gifted the opportunity to own it, to operate it, to do all the investment. Mm-hmm. We got the initial investment from the city and that kind of thing. And then Dignity Health came in and helped with their sponsorship, mm-hmm. being the presenting sponsor. Our original idea was that maybe we would have, maybe between 30 and 40,000 people will come out per year. We did look at a lot of other light shows that were, comparable in a botanical gardens and that kind of thing. The first year almost doubled that attendance, and it was just really clear that this is something that the North State really wanted. And originally we thought it would be great, but it was just so much better than we could ever imagine.
And it's sustained itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
after
the first year, they said, oh, this is cool, I'm going to come back.
Right. That's what the tradition, that's what we were hoping for, traditions.
Well, the other thing, too, when you say 20% of the people come from outside Shasta County, I heard last year as far south as San Diego mm-hmm. and Seattle, Washington and Nevada and all that. So, but I guess there are people that travel to light shows. I've heard about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all know about it, but they'll go to different light shows throughout the United States. That's their thing.
Yeah, there's so many different kinds of light shows. There's kind of show up at like trade shows or those sorts of things. I think we're really unique in that it's in a botanical gardens. There are some like that out in the country, but I think we are pretty unique in that way. Where it's, you're immersed in all these different kinds of plants and the paths and the trees, and the oak trees make really great light displays.
The geckos on the sides.
Yeah,
of the tree.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yes.
And the Sundial Bridge. No one else has anything like the Sundial Bridge.
Yeah, that's a pretty good entrance.
Yeah.
That's what we say when we meet people. We're going to meet on this side of the river at the sundial.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
And then there's, it's kind of cool because it's getting crisp at night. Mm-hmm. And so you can kind of put on your coats and go out and it's all flat, so it's not like you have to walk up and down hills. And you got, an igloo? A couple igloos going this year?
Yeah. There's some really cool new igloos that allow you to rent out for the evening that experience. Yeah, so there's some comfy chairs, and there's a fireplace in there, a faux fireplace. And then you get, drink and food service throughout the evening, and it can be kind of a nice home base, a great opportunity if you've got a group that you're going with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
VIP Igloo Experiences. Check them out on that site. Yeah.
Now, if you are a Turtle Bay member, do you get a break?
Of course. Absolutely. $5 off per ticket, which is a great deal, not offered to anyone else. So if you're a member, you can go onto that site. As we said, we've got new ticketing software this year, allows you to just plug in your member information, your member ID, and then that discount is automatically applied.
How much is a membership now?
A membership is $90. That's our family level membership.
It's been that way for years.
$90 for a family of up to six, actually, two named adults and up to four children. So really, really great value for a whole year of enjoyment.
And when you go there, you don't have to pay for anything.
Yep.
Except, like Garden of Lights, that's different. But if you're just using Turtle Bay, once you have your family membership, it's free.
Yeah, there's no additional upcharge for programs, events, things like that. Yeah.
Well, there's a dollar.
Well, that's true.
The Lorikeet next year.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
Yes.
It's just my favorite. I just love going in there.
Yeah.
Especially if you can kind of drip a little bit on some kid's head. That's my favorite. And then the kid thinks he's special.
Oh, so you're the one that's been doing that.
Right? Yeah, right. We've heard about you.
When you bring the boys in, I'm kind of watching. But then your son feels special because all the Lorikeets love him.
That's right.
And the other kids, what are you doing? Here, I can fix that kid. Come over here.
The Garden of Lights, just like everything at our park, is all man-powered, people-powered. So you look at all those lights out there, that million lights display, that's all a product of our staff out there wrapping every tree, putting up all those displays. And that really, is a good reminder. Everything at Turtle Bay is locally made, and we're really proud of that.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
When do you all start putting those lights out?
Earlier and earlier every year.
We start working on it in the summer, and actually kind of some of the stuff is becoming more of a year-round project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of the almost all the lights come down. We do leave some of the lights up on the oak trees for some special events, but almost all that stuff has to get moved into storage, so it's a lot of work. It all has to get brought out. We have an amazing maintenance crew. Yeah. We have volunteers. We have arborists. We have all sorts of specialists coming in. It's primarily done by Turtle Bay staff. And we start in the summer, and we just work on it. And we're working on it today. I mean, it's just it's all the way up to opening night. We're working on all sorts of stuff.
I'm thinking about the lights you put on your Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think of a million lights that have to be wrapped up afterwards in such a way that when you pull them out the next year, you don't have to spend a day trying to unwrap.
There's a skill to that.
There is. We have volunteers. We have staff that come out. And everyone, it's all hands on deck during Garden of Lights season, for sure.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, everybody. You can get your tickets at
turtlebay.org.
Turtlebay.org. And we are going tonight. We get a little bit of a preview in being in the media. Excuse me. And we'll come back tomorrow and tell you just how great it is.
Right on.
Well,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, if you love Turtle Bay, if you love what we do all year round, and especially during Garden of Lights, don't forget us on Giving Tuesday. It's going to be the 28th of November, that Tuesday right after Thanksgiving.
And we'll be talking about that.
Awesome.
Now, are you going to have beverages tonight?
Beverages and food are available tonight, and for the media night.
Yeah,
and
just for you, Carl. We knew you were showing up.
For you. Yeah.
Well, it's the hot chocolate, of course.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it's great.
We're adding more adult cocktails this year in special commemorative cups, so that you know the adults will enjoy that. There's beer and wine, spiked hot chocolate, cider. We got Philly cheesesteaks, stone oven pizza, churros, chicken wings, all sorts of things.
Yep.
So, you name it. Yeah. So you can come down, and it's a one-stop place.
Yep.
Bring the kids. Come on down. Have dinner. Have a great time. Walk it off after having your chicken
wings. There you go.
and go through it again.
Yep.
And I've seen the kids. They make that turn and head back. You know, and just watching the parents, it's kind of droop a little bit. But then off they go. Great. Hey, thank you so much, Seth and Emily, for being with me today and talking about this. And I can't wait to see it tonight. And, you know, it's kind of, how can you not enjoy it? I mean, everybody becomes a kid again.
Yep.
You know, when Linda's parents, they're, you know, 90 and 91, they loved it. They thought it was great. Almost wanted to go around again.
We also added a lot of new music this year, so I can't wait to hear your feedback on that. I know that you love music,
okay.
Give us feedback on the new music.
And the lights are in tune with the music, and that's cool, too.
Yeah.
You know, Linda noticed that right away, and, of course, I just, oh, look, the lights are blinking. She goes, yes, dear. And it's in rhythm with the music.
Yep.
And then, oh, yeah, okay,
yep.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Portion Show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans with their insurance and financial matters. And with the craziness going on in the insurance field and inflation and all that, if you'd like a second opinion on your insurance or to find insurance, or your retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Ta-da!
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Feastal Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bots. Tuesday. Linda's always on assignment on Tuesdays. Somebody has to get the work done around the house or make it, you know, plumbers, you know, air conditioners, heating, all those things. Fountain's not working. Heck. It's a team. You know, everybody knows that. When you're with somebody else, it's a team. 7:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by a team of a young couple, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, for all your Kubota needs. They had a facility here in Reading, and they were very successful, and they built a new facility down in Anderson. But they've got it all, skid steers, tractors, backhoes, side-by-sides if you just want to go for a little trip up in the mountains. They have it all, daily, lease it or buy it. They've got everything you possibly could want. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. Isn't it cool to be able to talk about a young couple who have been successful? Yeah. Okay, now, even though the Garden of Lights is opening up, we're getting our first storm in this week. But it's not going to be heavy rain and all that, but there will be some rain. But up in the high country, they're looking at icy roads, black ice. When you start talking, they said this week up to a half an inch of rain could fall in Reading, communities along the Siskiyou border in Shasta, north of Reading, could get up to an inch of rain. High in the mountains, the rain could freeze, causing hazardous road conditions. Well, we know that. So, anyway, the lows this week are going to be just in the 40s here in Reading. Now, I saw an article yesterday that, as you know, the city council voted to raise the price or the cost of water and storm, you know, stormwater, you know, and the treatment and the garbage and trash. Now we're going to have their guys on to explain exactly what they mean and also tell you why. I just happened to be there in the city council for another reason. It had to do with the Reading Rodeo, but listened to this and heard the condition of our infrastructure and why they have to raise the prices. Yeah, I mean, I understand. And they said, you know, you could put it off a year, but then it costs more, and they're fixing things that are 70 years old, and then the pumping station, the main pumping station, thank goodness, which is in good shape, was built in 1935. Anyway, it comes up to millions of dollars, so... But the city just came out yesterday The city of Redding's water system was included on a list of agencies whose drinking water exceeded Environmental Protection Agency minimum reporting levels for toxic forever chemicals. Chemicals have been found in more than one in four public drinking water systems this year, and concentrations that are above those levels. These are per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances, or PFAs, are a group of nearly indestructible chemicals that build up in the human body over time. They've been used widely for decades in nonstick and water repellent household products, as well as in industrial products. Now, it says they've been linked to an increased risk of cancer, as well as effects of liver, immune systems, blah, blah, blah. Redding had seven pollutants, with some up to 305% above the limit recommended by the EPA. And Weaverville, also included on the list, had two pollutants with up to 375% above the limit. An exposure scientist and environmental epidemiologist at Michigan State said, when you look at the laundry list of these that have been linked to PFAs, it doesn't mean you're going to do it. Everybody's risk factors are different. But you can reduce your risk by reducing your exposure and getting your drinking water tested, which is what Redding did. Now, can you clean it up? I think it's just extremely expensive to try and filter all of that stuff out. And the thing is if you, I'm just, you know, it, I keep seeing things like, well, it could cause cancer in mice. But it takes 12,000 times the amount of exposure, and it can cause a liver problem in a mouse. So, you know, I would have to go back, and when you see this, you have to go back and say, well, how much do you have to drink? Do you have to drink like 10 gallons of water a day out of the faucet to have this happen? And this has been around a long time. So all of us that risked our lives back when we were growing up by drinking water out of the hose, which I still do, by the way, or rode around without seat belts, or your parents smoked when you were, you know, when mom smoked when she was pregnant, or we rode our bikes without helmets and barefoot. And we stayed out till it was dark. And we're still here. It's amazing. It's just amazing. I understand. Oh, kids should wear helmets. You know, you should wear helmets. When I did triathlons, I wore a helmet. Not everybody did, but I wore a helmet. When I rode my motorcycle, I wore a helmet most places. And as I told you today, did I talk about that when I was an outlaw, when I feel like being an outlaw and I don't wear my seatbelt in a back street going back to my house? I don't do it on the main streets because Redding Police Department take that seriously. Yep. Have you ever been caught? Have you two ever been caught?
In America, no.
Have you ever had a traffic ticket?
No.
How about you, Ben?
No, sir.
Well, you just started driving.
But I have a ticket that I didn't pay for my...
It's in Ukraine?
No, it was in Europe. I was running the train, and I didn't have time to buy the ticket, so I decided to just jump in.
You jumped on, you lawbreaker. See? Good. Good.
But it's fun.
Was anybody hurt? Was anybody hurt?
No.
You didn't knock somebody down?
No, of course not. Okay. I hope so, no. I was running too fast.
Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a locally owned, locally run bank right here in town, but they've got not only two branches here, one on California Street and one on Hartnell. They have a branch on Riverside Way in Red Bluff and, of course, on Ventura Street in Anderson. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but just know they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Here,
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. Good morning, everybody. Well, we can tell the weather's changing as I'm coughing myself to death. Hey, today, the 14th of November, 7:47 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. It's going up to 56 today, Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. It's workers' compensation. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or delays or whatever, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He knows everything there is to know about workers' compensation and getting you back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but if, you know, they've got to go by what the insurance companies say. Well, Patrick can give you a clear, concise plan of a way forward. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. So yesterday, I had a conversation with a woman I just really like a lot, friends of ours for a long time. She can't even bring herself to say the name Trump. It's that orange-haired guy. Okay. And I said, okay. So, do you think we've got great leadership in Mr. Biden, President Biden? And the answer to that was, you know, she wouldn't answer that exactly, directly. And I said, well, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Because she has a business, and we just talked about the cost of everything. And I was making them crazy and trying to find employees and all these things. But that's what started off the conversation. And I said, do you think you're better off? Inflation, you know, I mean, all these supply side problems. And then I brought up the border. I said, does it bother you that people just walk across the border at will? Well, that, you know, no, it needs to be controlled. Well, yeah. So, do you know how much it costs us for having illegals here? How about $451 billion? 50-page report came out on the House Committee on Homeland Security, outlines medical care, shelter, housing, education, and welfare benefits for millions of migrants from cities all over the country. It's a, they've done a report, and this one, and the guy from Homeland Security, it's a detail, just a complete dereliction of the duty of the secretary who's driven one of the worst border security crises in our lifetime. Okay, that's politics. Let's go down to how much it cost. To New York, the cost of law enforcement, and not federal law enforcement, this is local enforcement through the nation. New York City, for example, has spent over $700 million in overtime. New York mayor is proposing a potential 5% cost cut in pay to law enforcement to pay for the $700 million in overtime cost. In addition to that, there are $78 billion cost to our local school system. Our schools are already overcrowded and strained, and this is added. Medicare has added $12 billion to the cost to actually provide services to illegal aliens. Housing for illegal aliens is in the hundreds of billions of dollars as we have Americans and vets competing for the same limited resources. The head of a regional hospital recently told the committee that migrants who visit the hospital require longer stays. Many come in with a significant disease. We've had migrant patients on dialysis, catheterization, and in need of heart surgery. Many are very sick, and they have very long-term complications of chronic diseases that have not been cared for. What you, most Americans don't understand that there's actually federal laws and regulations that mandate hospitals provide care for any illegal alien that comes to their hospital, whether they have insurance or can pay for it or not. Same administrator testified it cost this hospital, just a single hospital, just one hospital in the country, $26 million in unreimbursed costs to care for illegal aliens. So who do you think pays for that? Taxpayers. And I just saw something. They were having a job fair for illegal migrants. At the same time, they weren't having job fairs for locals, people of color who lived in that same city. You know, I wish I was making that up and I could say at the end of this, oh, April Fool. Nope. The anti-Semitism in the country, as you know, I hope you know, has risen its ugly head and its fangs in our own country. It's remarkable. It's interesting. The things they're saying, if they said it about a person of color or a gay person or something like this, I mean, they would be, you know, it would be front page news everywhere. If a college campus said death to gays, can you imagine if they said death to gays? It's just, and yet they're saying that about Jews. For the first time, not the first time, but for in very large numbers, Jewish Americans are turning to firearms to stay safe, gun owners are saying. In one town, said the impact of war between Israel and Hamas can be seen through the customers that walk in. usually they'd be selling hunting supplies this time of the year, but they're selling handguns and semi-automatic weapons. They expressly said they're Jewish, and they were buying guns for protection. And some of the things I've heard was, I really don't like guns, but I feel like we need to have a gun. There's been a significant spike in anti-Semitic incidents across the United States. When this psychologist doing studies of behavioral responses, research my colleagues and I have done has really demonstrated the fact that exposure to these sorts of events and images on the media creates a fear and traumatic stress response. Well, no kidding. The same as you were actually there. Saying, she said, it didn't surprise her, saying if you're afraid of something violent happen, you may take a behavioral response, such as buying a gun for better protection. Two men were buying Israeli weapons industry guns that we sell here. They're imported, and said they'd been in the Israeli military when they were younger. They also said a lot of their friends were going to come in and start buying crimes. Well, the threats against Jews and Muslim Americans have risen. But when you've got a congressperson that's censured by the House for the things she said about wiping Israel off the map, and that's, my friend, is mountains to the river, or the river to the beach, river to the ocean. That's what they're talking about. And people just don't understand the Israelis are not going to give in. They are not going to give in. They have fought since 1948 to hold on to their country. And they are not going to have another extermination like happened in World War II. They're not going to have another Holocaust. They're not going to go quietly into the ovens. They're not going to go quietly anywhere. They're going to fight, and they're going to fight with everything they've got. And, yes, the one cabinet minister that said, you know, when they said, you have nuclear weapons, and he said, that's not off the table, was immediately fired and not allowed back in the building and all this. They're not threatening that at all. However, when you have countries saying that we want to wipe Israel off the map, we want Israel gone, Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, two front war going on, not serious where there's tanks running, but still rockets, everything. American bases being rocketed. We hit this one spot back, and we're calling it self-defense. This is a self-defense strike. Well, there's probably plenty of room under the use of self-defense saying, you know, I know these guys are putting their rockets together. And, you know, a lot of you out there, my friends who are veterans, know this, but you haven't really lived until you're in the middle of a rocket attack in a hotel. And they're hitting the hotel with the rockets. And you're standing there, I'm standing there at the window watching the rockets coming in thinking, well, as I was getting dressed, grabbing my gun and all this, as I was getting dressed, I was watching, I saw the first one hit in the courtyard, and then the next one hit two floors up above me. And you haven't lived until you've been through a rocket attack. Have you been through rocket attacks, Christina?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're standing there, right? And you can see them coming in.
Yes, I do.
And then when it hits the building you're in, it sounds like you're in a bell, and somebody has rung the bell. And
it's hard to say the bell, but...
Huh? Yeah, I mean, the explosions, everything. This is what they live under. 5,000 rockets fired into your city. Unless you've been through something like this, it's hard to explain it to you. But trust me, as you're watching them coming in, and ours were coming in relatively close, but they were very effective on the hotel we were at in Baghdad. So you don't want to do that. And if you can, you would like to keep that from happening. So self-defense strikes, I have no problem with that. People talk about we're going to get into World War III. I don't believe that will happen either. I think Israel is going to do what they have to do to take out Hamas. And, you know, if they have to occupy part of the Gaza Strip, then if they need that, if they need that buffer between that city of 2 million people and their border, then why wouldn't they do that? If we were being attacked by Mexico, and I mean overtly attacked and not just invaded, wouldn't you want to have a buffer zone there to make sure there's that it was going to take them a long time to get to you? It just makes sense. So when people tell me, that Israelis being heavy-handed, 1,400, that's equivalent, by the way, of 40,000 Americans being slaughtered. Their 1,400 is the equivalent of 40,000 Americans being slaughtered, babies being killed, women being raped, babies being cut out, people being just taken out and shot. The equivalent of 40,000 people, half of this town. It would be like half of Reading, all of Anderson, all of city of Shasta Lake, but half of Reading was wiped out in one day. So, yes, Israelis do have a right to go back and make sure this doesn't happen again. We'll be right back after the news with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
A multi-faith rally in support of Israel will be held in the National Mall here in Washington this afternoon. The gates opened a short time ago. Folks are already showing up. Organizers expect tens of thousands of people. Rabbi David Callender of Fairfax, Virginia, says people with different points of view will be uniting today.
It's got people from the far left, people from the far right who don't agree on much. But they do agree certainly about anti-Semitism. They do agree about the inhumanity of the slaughter on October 7th and of the hostages who are trapped. And they believe that the state of Israel, a homeland for the Jews, should absolutely exist.
Susan Michael with the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem welcomes today's event.
We need to be heard. Our voice has been drowned out recently by pro-Hamas protests, if you can imagine. So it's time for us to show up on the National Mall by the thousands to make our voice known. And so that's what we will be doing, Jews and Christians standing together.
One of the rally's co-sponsors is the group American Christian Leaders for Israel. In the Middle East, Israeli forces have surrounded Gaza's main hospital, claiming it's being used by Hamas terrorists. Inflation slowed last month. The Labor Department said today lower gas prices helped cool overall inflation. Despite that consumer price index report, inflationary pressures hurting Home Depot.
The home improvement retailer narrowed its fiscal 2023 outlook, but its quarterly performance came in above Wall Street's expectations. Home Depot said its third quarter revenue fell 3% to $37.71 billion. Still, it managed to beat the $37.52 billion that analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research predicted.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Testimony continues in Donald Trump's $250 million civil fraud trial in New York.
Donald Trump Jr. was the defense's first witness Monday on the stand. He cast his father as a man of incredible vision, narrating a slideshow titled The Trump Story. The New York Attorney General's lawsuit accuses Trump, his two eldest sons, and other company executives of inflating his assets to get loans and insurance. All deny wrongdoing. After court, Donald Trump Jr. said the lawsuit was politically motivated.
Every day
there's going to be another nonsense, another lawsuit. They're going to keep trying. Reality, facts, that doesn't matter because that's where we've gotten in a politicized country.
Julie Walker, New York.
Poverty experts say the Biden administration has been slow to act as millions of the poorest Americans have been erroneously booted off Medicaid in recent months. News and analysis at townhall.com. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the southern border has failed in the House.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Greene, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
Hyundai has joined Honda and Toyota in raising factory worker wages after the UAW union reached new deals with Detroit automakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we can get into our chat room the same way. Today is the 14th of November. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine, and Ben are in the control room.
Good morning.
Good morning, and it's National Seatbelt Day, but what else?
But also there's a World Diabetes Day.
World Diabetic Day?
Yes.
Is that the day we all become diabetics, or is it just...
It's just to
be aware of it.
Be aware of it.
Yeah, I just saw. Okay, I'm going to talk to our guest here about something I just read in today's news or yesterday's news. Anyway, Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Where'd Benny go?
For a portion of sugar.
Oh, he's going in there to get his sugar fixed. Okay. Hey, only at KCNR. Okay, but when you're young, you know, our producers, we had one that was 18, and they're getting younger, but they're...
Unfortunately, not me.
Not you, not me, but our producers are getting younger. No, he was 19, so the one we have now is younger, but, you know, they're bright, and all these, you know, all the buttons do not scare them. Hey, how about your weather? Today, showers with a high near 56. With a chance of precipitation, 80% in tonight showers. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 67. Maybe showers tomorrow night, Thursday. Mostly sunny. And Thursday night, okay, no rain. Friday, a small chance for showers after 10 a.m. Saturday, showers likely. Sunday, sunny with a high near 67, and as is Monday. So, it's going to be going down in the 40s, and our first part of our winter storms are starting to come through, but they're drier and warmer than they first thought they were going to be. But beware when you're going up in the high elevations, you may be getting ice on the roads out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business. Out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have a number of payment plans to help people through this, you know, through the winter. You can reach them at 530-365-2793. Now, I'm here with Casey Fetch.
Good morning.
CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. You've been here for?
This month will be 5.5 years.
5.5 years.
Yeah.
Since most CEOs of hospitals I mean, you've doubled the life expectancy, I think.
Yeah, we unfortunately, you know, it's kind of a unfortunate reality of this industry where, you know, you do have a lot of executives that move frequently, and it does affect an organization's, you know, kind of knowledge base. And but we're fortunate enough to work for a company that recognizes that that's not the right way to do business, and the CEOs last pretty long with this company, so it's a pleasure to work for them.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. It gives us a chance to, you know, really get a strategy in place and become part of the community, recognize what the community needs, and then execute. So that's pretty helpful.
You know, speaking of National Diabetes Day, it says here that, and this is the headline, diabetics face insulin shortage as weight loss drugs fly off shelves. And a couple of drugs being touted for weight loss are creating a shortage, or at least impacting. At least one's impacting. And that one, what is that?
There's Ozempic is one, I believe.
Yes, Ozempic, that's the picture.
There's another one, I can't remember. And then the FDA just approved one last week that's basically designed for weight loss. So hopefully, you know, the problem is when you get a drug like this, like insulin, there's only so much made. You know, the manufacturers kind of know what the demand is, but when another type of demand gets introduced into an industry, they don't have enough time to ramp up and produce those drugs.
Yeah.
So that's what's causing the problem.
It's not necessarily an insulin shortage that we're dealing with. Right. It's insulin pen shortage.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, they've got the insulin. They just don't have the pens to use. So, and Ozempic and Wegovy?
Yeah, probably. I think there's another one, too. But, yeah, I don't remember the names of them. But they are definitely a lot of people use them for weight loss.
And today, as you pointed out, Christina, is National Diabetes Awareness Day. And it's World Diabetes Awareness Month. So diabetes has been on the rise, too, hasn't it? I mean, this isn't what you were planning on talking about, but so I know you appreciate that you brought in your computer all ready to go.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been reading, is that it's really on a rise, especially in younger people.
Yeah, we're almost, we've actually kind of tagged it as an epidemic. I know we've been using that term a lot over the last 3 years, but the incidence of specifically type 2 diabetes and people are getting younger. They think a lot of it's related to the highly processed foods that we consume in the U.S. And people are living longer. You know, when you go back to 1900, the life expectancy for, you know, someone in the U.S. was 40, right? And so we didn't really have a lot of that stuff didn't develop until 55, 60. And so we started to see a lot of more of the type 2 diabetes coming in the 60s and 70s.
Is that because of your age? Or is it because of your lifestyle?
Probably a little of both, I would imagine. Again, I'm not an expert on this. I do get exposed to it a lot at the hospital, but, you know, lifestyle is definitely one. Age is one. Activity level, you know, exercise, some.
How about genetic
types of? Well, genetics plays a definite component. No question about it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, so it's not the insulin that they're short of. It's just the pens because everybody's getting them for weight loss.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and it's not cheap when you go for the weight loss route for that. It's quite expensive. And again, everybody needs to recognize those drugs have side effects that are not very, you know, can be a problem. So make sure you really know what you're getting into before you start doing that.
You know, I remember it's got to be 40 years ago that one of my sergeants in the Marine Corps went to a weight loss guy, and they were giving him shots. And he was losing weight, and he was drinking copious amounts of water because they said you had to drink copious amounts of water. And I'm not even sure what he was on. But, you know, I don't know if it was some kind of amphetamine or what. I mean, I never noticed it. But, you know, for him to be able to lose the weight that he wanted.
Yeah. Could have been growth hormone or something like that as well. Something. There's a lot of things that people have tried.
But I know people now,
the past.
They go to weight management clinics and they get a shot every week.
That's the word on the street. Yeah. That's what I hear. So,
but it's a weight loss thing, but it can also, like you said, it could have side effects.
Yeah, there are side effects. increased indigestion. I think I was reading them the other day. Some of them not pleasant, I have to say. And some people are taking off the drug because they can't tolerate it. So you really make sure you're monitored closely by a physician when you start doing this.
Well, as we know, when they allowed pharmaceutical companies to advertise, it just, the cost of everything went way up. But my favorite part of that, I have to watch it, is the side effects.
Yeah,
this
may
cause projectile vomiting, projectile diarrhea. It could cause heart palpitations. Your hair can fall out, and your lips turn blue.
So I have to tell you, I was discussing that with a physician the other day. We were talking about the commercials and a lot of problems that it causes for doctors talking to their patients.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, because I said, I don't think it's really a good idea that we start advertising this stuff. And I mean, yes, make people aware, but don't sell it to them. So he said, that's really not the problem. He said, it's really hard for me to get people to take some of these drugs because of all the side effects they list on the commercials. I never looked at it from that perspective.
Oh.
I was like, wow, okay.
Well, if I take this pill, I'll feel better, but I'll just poop myself.
Yeah, it's a 30-second commercial. They spend 5 seconds on how great it is and then 25 doing the disclaimer and all the side effects and everything.
I know. I have seen someone before, and I thought, who would take this?
Yeah.
Even though the side effects are, it's in a test group and it's really low, but still, how would you like to be that one that you're up there and as you come in and you sit down at Thanksgiving, you have to get up and just leave?
Well, I like the best one's about Ambien. They're talking about it might cause drowsiness. I think that's what I was going for.
Yeah, so may cause drowsiness.
And I'll make sure to stay away from that heavy machinery.
Yeah.
No problem.
Not me. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. Then we can get into what you brought today.
That was fun.
My frivolous statements here. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I know, Benny, you're going to fit right in this group because that song comes from a movie called
Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury. Okay. So when they play that song, you were on your computer, but you missed all three of us doing this. Yeah, where you bang your head to the side. And there was, you know, Christina and I do it, but I look over, Ben's doing it too. You're okay, buddy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2. Area on Aging announces the Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost if you're in this program. And the whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They come to your house and they put up grab rails and railings and things like that to make it easier to get around your house. If you're interested in this and you'd like to become part of the program or get more information, give them a call at 530-842-1687. PSA2, Area Agency on Aging. And I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and where we got completely off script in the first segment. Now we're going back in, and we're talking lung cancer, something else that's bright and cheery, but it's
it's changing every day. But unfortunately, this is the one cancer that we've really not moved the needle on, and they're attributing a lot of that to screening. So. We'll talk a little bit about screening and kind of the difference in the results between other cancers. And I think when you look at prostate cancer and breast cancer, pretty close to the same percentage of population get both of those and pretty close to the same mortality rate, which is about 2.5%, which is pretty consistent with the type of cancer that gets heavily screened. People are heavily screened for prostate, heavily screened for breast cancer. People that have breast cancer, people that, you know, the screening incidence for people with that go for mammograms is about 80% of women in the U.S. have had a mammogram within the last that are eligible have had one within the last 2 years, uh-huh. And it's pretty close to that for.
Well, that's a great number.
American Cancer Society just reached, and you get the same results with colonoscopies too. Most people have that screen, that's up around 70%. But they just released a paper last Monday, from the American Cancer Society talking about the poor percentage of screening for lung cancer, and it's at 6%.
It's what?
6%. 6% of the people that are eligible, that qualify for these low-dose CT scans for initial screening, is 6%.
Wow.
Now, we just talked about 65 to 70 and then 80% for mammography. 8 to 85, actually.
Well,
and so you're going to ask, why is that, right?
Everybody would ask why.
Yeah.
If you are eligible for this low dose. Why aren't they doing it?
A lot of it has to do with primary care. There's not a lot of, the physicians haven't really been educated on this particular type of screening. They also changed the requirements where they noticed that, you used to have ages 55 to 74. Now they've changed it from 50 to 80. And you had to have the 30-pack year smokers. Now it's down to 20-pack year smokers. And they also got rid of the requirement of quitting within the last 20 years. Now the scans are eligible to anybody who smoked.
Okay, and so this becomes an educational program for our doctors.
Right. Well, and patients too, because they got to ask.
Yeah.
They need to ask their doctors and say, look, I was a smoker. And you have to do a shared decision tool with your physician to see if you qualify for it and if that's the road you want to go down. But we're definitely going to start pushing, getting out there to the PCP's offices and start introducing this to them because it's a real opportunity for Shasta County to get these people.
Because we have a high rate of that.
We do. We have the second highest cancer rates across the board in the state of California for Shasta County. So it's a pretty significant.
When I go to a doctor, I fill out this extensive questionnaire.
Right.
Ask me questions. But one of them is, have you smoked? Right. And if you smoked, how much did you smoke?
Right.
And then, I kind of apologetically said, well, I have a cigar now and then, but if somebody put down, yes, I was a smoker and yes, I smoked this much, or I'm smoking now, or I smoked this much, isn't that the indicator that when they see that says the doctor should ask them?
Yeah, it should trigger a conversation for sure. And again, it's definitely not the provider's fault. It's just the industry hasn't gotten this out in front of everybody and made a big issue of it. And again, we're talking about, we look at prostate and breast cancer. You're talking about 12% of the population that get cancer in with those two types of cancer. It's 6% for lung patients. It's the third highest. But it has a 5% mortality rate, whereas the other two have a 2.5%, and that's definitely attributed to screening.
You mean people with lung cancer, only 5%?
Well, it's over, there's some.
I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah, it's a little. It depends what stage it is, and that's just a blended rate.
Well, most
rate.
People, it's not caught until the later stages, and then your life expectancy is 5 years or something.
Right.
But if you can catch it early, like with this low dose CAT scan, you can have a normal life.
So they did a study on chest X-rays versus the low dose CT scans, which chest X-rays was the previous screening tool, which they stopped doing in 1980. But again,
they don't do that anymore.
Not for screening.
Not since 1980.
1980. Yeah, that's when they.
I'm a little bit behind time.
Well, that's okay. 2013, they came out with the low dose CT, and they came out with it because the study showed side by side that the low dose CT initial screening had a 20% reduction in mortality rate over chest X-rays. So.
Wow.
That's why it's the preferred method now.
So they can catch it a lot earlier.
Definitely catch a lot earlier, and you have a lot more options for treatment when it's caught earlier.
Okay. So. Well, that's great news. Yeah. But the only thing is people have to know about it.
Right. Yeah. So we're gonna do some more advertising and education on that. There was a big dinner last night in town with a lot of the primary care physicians, where Dr. LaPersio spoke about just what we're talking about now. So,
do you see any? I mean, physicians know about this, or do they? I mean,
It was a program that was rolled out in 2013, and in my opinion, it wasn't rolled out very well. So, this definitely is going to need to be. Here we are, 10 years later, with all of the information that we've gotten from the people that have had scans in the last 10 years. We've completely changed the requirements and opened it up to a lot more people, because that's what the data showed that we needed to do. And so this is evidence-based driven. It's a real opportunity for people to get in there and get screened. And not just smokers. I mean, if you're a firefighter, if you're somebody who's been, you look at some of the Cal Fire guys, they're out there 3 months getting exposed to God knows what is out there, And so, that's something you want to have a conversation with your doctor about, and maybe just get a baseline or something. I mean, it's just there's just a lot of other types of professions that are exposed to hazardous chemicals and smoke. And
well, in the military, well, so. they had the burn pits.
Yeah,
and sure. You know, the burn pits where we were at were just consisting of
jet fuel. And
no, it wasn't even that. Yeah, well, we were burning. We were burning the 50-gallon drums of feces. Yeah,
right.
That's sure. What was being burned. And nobody was burning out because we were too far out. Where they're burning all that stuff was back in the rear. And, and I had no idea that this kind of problems that were coming out of that. Yeah. So if you were exposed to that, and you see all these ads on TV that if you're exposed to burn pits, so maybe something like this. When you see a doctor and say, hey, I was exposed to this.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's obviously genetic things to consider, but, you know, when you look at breast cancer and prostate cancer, and those aren't really too much tied to, environmental. It's mostly genetics.
Yes.
But lung cancer is definitely something that's affected environmentally. And,
well, you remember the asbestos.
Yeah.
When people went through that decades ago and what that did to your lungs.
Yeah, that was that's pretty hard. That was tough.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is a locally owned, locally operated company. A business, not a company. It's a business. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work with appointments and drop-ins. But if you want to set up a time that works on your schedule, you give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up an appointment, or you just drop in. If they've got an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can come into KCNR1460.com, get in our chat room, and ask questions. You know, I always love it when Casey Fatch is on, CEO of Shasta Regional. He comes in and brings us this, you know, new news and new things that, you know, can affect. And I'm trying to, when they, I want to get the latest on this so I can put it on Facebook too. About low dose CAT scans for people that have been exposed to things or may have smoked that they rate this. You know, and the word's not out there somehow. Hey, if you've got a coat, not if you've got a coat, but the Shasta County Child Support Services is having their winter coat drive. It goes through December 1st, and they need new coats with tags for children. They don't have the facilities to clean coats and all that. So they're looking for new coats. Last year they gave away 200 coats to children that needed it from all ages up into teenagers. And you can drop your donations off at Park Marina Drive at Child Support Services or in Anderson at Health and Human Services and Shasta Lake City at Health and Human Services. Golden Valley Bank and 250 Hempstead Drive or any tri-county bank, and they'll get them to the, for the kids. All right, and like I said, Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is with me, and Casey had a whole table at the Marine Corps Ball.
I did. I think that's probably the third time that I've been.
Yeah.
I did. Was there one last year?
Yeah, there's one last year. We missed 1 year.
Right, yeah.
And that was because we were concerned that people coming out during the middle of that COVID, because a lot of people come in a little bit older.
Right.
Not a lot, but some. It's getting younger every year.
Yeah, yeah, it was a real, it was a great event. A lot of honoring a lot of really good people. And sold out, I guess. There was a lot of people there from what I saw. It was pretty crowded.
300. Yeah. We were still adding, you know, three people walk in and said, oh, I thought he had the tickets. Oh, I thought he had the tickets. And I just, I walked around and there was one table that had three spots together.
Yeah.
And I ran over and pushed them into those spots. But no, we were still taking tickets. And we put it out 2 months early and, you know, Reading. Only thing I can say is if you want to come to the ceremony and the ball and the birthday celebration, it's a great time. It's, you know, Commandant's message, General Lejeune's message, honoring the oldest, youngest, you know, all these things, flags being marched in.
And let me tell you, if you want to get your bagpipe fixed, that's the place to be.
Oh, yeah, and Jefferson pipes and drums.
Great stuff.
Semper Fi, too. But get your tickets early, and you can pick your table. And you can fill it up, or you can just, if there's just two of you going, and we'll put you in there. Everybody can see everything going on. We got big screens, too, to get all the nuances. All right, and thanks for coming.
One, I haven't get to wish you a happy Veterans Day yet, so happy Veterans Day.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I went out to the Veterans Cemetery up in Igo, and they had a real nice ceremony there. A lot of people there. Mm. And I went up there wearing a down vest. Had that off in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
warm
day.
Warm out there. Oh, it was beautiful. Saturday morning. Yes. And by the way, tomorrow, if you have time, head on up to the cemetery and help pick up the flags and flowers that were put on every grave. A flag and a flower was put on every grave. If you've got time tomorrow, why don't you get up there and help pick all that stuff up? That way we can continue to do that, because the cemetery staff doesn't have the people to pick up 7,000 flowers.
Wow. 7,000, boy.
Yeah, I know. I know. When we first moved here, there was probably several hundred.
Wow.
Yeah, and now that whole place, it's got seven or 8,000 out there. The chapel's open now, finally. Anyway, okay. Some of the things that we were talking about during the break is 250,000 miles?
So we did an estimate on, you know, since we started these programs to help people be able to stay in Shasta County and get their care versus having to go down to Sacramento or San Francisco. And when we look at the structural heart program, where we've done pretty close to getting up to about 150, 160 TAVRs at this point, and then the Watchman procedure, which you see those commercials on TV advertised for Watchman.
Yeah.
From when we started in late 2020 to through June of this year, we have saved people in Shasta County from having to drive a total of 245,000 miles to Sacramento for care for these procedures. Works out to be about 50,000 in gas and about 42,000 in hotel rooms that they have to spend to go down there.
It's not just the miles, it's the time.
Well, yeah.
And you can have the procedure here.
That's right.
You can be, you know, with the TAVR.
Much quicker recovery.
Much quicker, and you're here. Now, the TAVR, can you explain that to people? It's for
yeah, that's problems. the transvenous aortic valve replacement. And what that does is we just make an incision in the femoral vein or femoral artery, and then it goes, basically it just goes up the aorta and it's deployed, right over the naturally occurring valve. And, it's probably about a 2-hour procedure, and patients are generally up and walking around that afternoon, you know, that evening, and go home the next day. And I've spoken to people that have had it, and even just coming out of anesthesia, they're just like, I can't believe how much better I feel. I mean, it's instant relief because of what that constricted valve has done to them over the years. Mm-hmm. So this is a really
because
nice
it doesn't
option.
Happen overnight.
No, it doesn't. And again, once you get that diagnosis,
fix it in 2 hours.
Right. And once you get that diagnosis, though, the clock starts ticking, and it's a 50% mortality rate within 2 years. 50%. One out of two people will be dead in 2 years.
If they don't get it fixed.
Yeah, that's right. If something's not done with it, about it.
So I walk in there. Yeah. I've got it. I mean, I haven't, but you know, I walk in and you should be in our TAVR valve.
Yeah. So what'll happen is if you know you have an echo and the echo shows that you have stenotic valve, you know, they'll send you to the TAVR clinic and you'll see a surgeon and you'll see a cardiologist, and those two doctors together will help you decide whether you're a candidate for TAVR or not. And so that's the regulations at this point. CMS requires that a surgeon and a cardiologist, you know, are part of that decision with you. But they also require a surgeon and a cardiologist to be in the room during the procedure.
Okay.
And so that's a little different than what I'm used to seeing. And there's a couple of reasons for that. But that's certainly how it goes. And then you're in the hospital overnight and you go and. I think everybody except one patient went home the next day. It's pretty
okay. So
pretty easy.
They take this valve,
yeah,
and it's folded up. However you fold it up,
yeah,
put it up your artery,
yeah,
goes into the, and you're watching.
Goes
watching
right across
it.
Your valve,
yeah,
and then they blow up a balloon and it just deploys it right there. They let the balloon down, they pull it out, and you're good to go.
And what it does is it locks itself into old valve, and now you've got a brand new open valve.
And that's why they call it a structural heart program, because we're replacing a piece of the structure of the heart versus opening an artery or something.
And then the next, when they come out of anesthesia, immediately they've got a full blood supply.
Yeah, absolutely. It does a lot for your – it takes a little bit for your body to kind of adjust to that. Difference, you know, because you've got
you've got all this oxygen.
You've got all this oxygen and all this newfound blood flow, and it's people feel pretty remarkable after
energy.
They have it done,
I can so just imagine the energy people have.
It's pretty nice.
Wow.
And the same with the Watchmen. We're able to get people off of blood thinners. That's a real
positive.
What's
the Watchmen do now?
Watchmen's a, we call it a left atrial appendage device. And what happens is that again goes through the femoral vein up into the right atrium. And then they go across the septum into the left atrium and they deploy. It looks like a little basket. Goes down inside left atrial appendage of the heart and seals up because that's where when people with atrial fib, you put on blood thinners because that area in the heart is susceptible to causing strokes. That's where clots form with atrial fib. And that's why you put on blood thinners. Some people can't tolerate blood thinners. Some, you know, I mean, there's people that are active or mountain biking or whatever it is, sport that they do, and they just can't tolerate blood thinners, or they just don't want, I mean, GI bleeds. There's a lot of side effects to those. And so this is an option to get them off of that and give them a peace of mind.
So it goes in there and it keeps it from
What it does is it seals up at it as a little pouch. And so it's a little pouch right off the left atrium of the heart. And so what we do is just deploy this basket inside there, and then the endothelial cells close over it, and the blood can't get in there anymore. And so then you can come off the blood thinners.
Well, when you think about it, even you're looking at it, it was like cataracts, but when they did the radio keratotomy.
Sure.
When they cut the angle of your cornea.
Yep.
It just made sense when you were looking at it, thought, well, if they just changed the angle, and they used to with blades, and now it's...
You know how the radio keratotomy was discovered in Russia?
Yeah.
It was by an ophthalmologist that was removing a piece of glass from somebody's eye. And after the, you know, he just did a star cut to get it out. And then after the surgery was done, the guy had like 20/20 vision. And I was like, oh, we might be onto something.
Wow.
That's how it started in the mid 80s, actually.
I had one. And what they do is they give you a relaxer.
Right.
And they open your eye and they put a template over your eye, if I remember it right. And he reaches in there and just makes cuts with a blade. And I was thinking, I hope he has, you know.
Yeah.
Steady hands. Yeah. And you could, I mean, from that day, even though it's blurry, but when it wasn't blurry, I could see.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Impressive.
Yeah. Okay. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Teastel organic fresh tom and hen turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. It is 8:50 in the morning here on the Tuesday, the 14th of November. Got a little rain today. This week it's going to be off and on rain, but the Garden of Light starts this Friday, and a small chance of showers there. And but sunny Saturday, some showers maybe, and sunny and Sunday, sunny and beautiful, as will be Monday. So there's plenty of time. The Garden of Lights goes to the 7th of January. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Casey, your residency program.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we've,
I tell people about it all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We have a program that this is the first year out of the gate, started July 1st. We are working now to start selecting our next group of residents coming in this July 1st. And we've received about 1,900 applications, which is
1,900.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, it was a lot more than
we
thought.
These are from all over the country.
Yeah, just
all
from the U.S.
All the country.
Yep.
I mean, this isn't like
right.
Malaysia
yeah.
or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so it's Gaza Strip. It's a pretty big number.
Not from the Gaza Strip.
Right.
Right. Okay. I'm just wondering.
No.
Just wondering.
Maybe it could be. Who knows? we're starting the selection process, and that's called the match, and we'll get that done. We'll get done matching in March. And so we will be selecting another, 8 for our, first years as our first years move on to second years. And so at that point, I'm not sure if we're not going to take any third years because that's not really how it works. It's just second and first. So
okay.
We'll be loaded up on second and first. So we'll have, about 20 residents active as of July 1st coming up. And, they work in the hospital. They round with the doctors in the hospital. They work in our clinics, our outpatient clinics, Shasta Regional Medical Group. And then also they rotate through the specialist office, urology, cardiology. Some surgical could be an elective, emergency room. And so that they're all out in the community, you see them everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, at the VA.
They do, actually, that's right. They do rotate down through the VA. They've been a very good partner.
About Ready Rancheria Clinics?
Not Ready Rancheria.
Okay, they're not there.
But, the thing for us is, we just want them to stay in the community. So we're trying to get them exposed to all kinds of different employment opportunities. And so it's not just about Shasta Regional. It's also about the rest of the community trying to get, we really need more internal medicine physicians here at primary care. So that's where we are.
Well, 1,900 applications for next year.
Yeah.
And they come from everywhere in the country.
Everywhere in the country, and some out of the country too.
How do you select? How many can you take? You can only take.
Yeah, we can take probably 8 more at this point.
Okay, so 20.
So we'll have 20 total. We'll have 20 total. So we'll have 8 first years, 8 second years, and 4 third year.
But you had 13 this year, didn't you?
We did. We did.
Okay, so you'll have 8. So out of 1,900, you have to take 8.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Very carefully.
If they misspell doctor, that right away you probably want to push them off to another pile.
Yeah. There's the selection committee's pretty good. I have to tell you, they've really they hit it out of the park this first go around. So let's see how they do this time. But I was very impressed with the group that they selected. So we're in good shape there. But yeah, that's the process.
What were the pleasant surprises that you had?
I would say how easy they integrated into the community, which is pretty good. They've done a really good job about just coming in, living here, and then also the bandwidth that some of these dogs have are just incredible. How intelligent they are and quick studies and enthusiastic. It's been a real pleasure working with them. So,
do they get to work in through surgery where they stand in there?
They can, yeah. Family practice, there's a mandatory surgery rotation, but internal medicine, there's not. And so that they have electives though. So we make some of that stuff available, cardiac surgery or whatever general surgery if they want. So that, yeah, they can get exposed to that, even interventional radiology if they're interested. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good then. It was a pleasant surprise. And then having 1,900.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That number just blows me away for 8 spots.
Yeah. I had to ask a couple of times actually because at first I got a couple emails and I called and said, was that a typo? No, it was really 1,900. And I said, well, you guys have your work cut out for you. You better get to work now. Well, I mean, that was a couple months ago when that number got thrown around.
So, I mean, it could be, that was an extra zero in there. It's 190.
Right.
And you go, okay, well, that's good. But 1,900, and that was a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So it could be well over 2,000 now.
Could be, yeah. But we started the selection process. I don't know if they've closed accepting applications, but we certainly started the selection process.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it's going to be quite an undertaking. I mean, we're in November, and it has to be completed by the end of March.
Because you have to tell them because they got to get themselves out.
That's
here.
Right. That's
now,
right.
Do you all pay for them to come out here, or is that on their own dime?
They come out on their own dime.
And then you pay them a stipend.
We hire them as employees. And we pay them a salary.
Okay.
And it's a lot different than it used to be for sure. There's a lot more. It's a lot easier for the students or the residents to get here. So, we have quarters, we have places where they stay, and so it's working out really well.
I'm
encouraged. Yeah, I'm encouraged. I think a few of them will stay. So
now, if they're a general practitioner or internal medicine, can they just stay after they finish it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
No question.
So we could pick up. Yeah. 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, we could. And every year, that's a huge, and every year, that's a big win. And then, and don't forget those. So they're going to, the ones that don't stay will be going on for specialized training, like cardiology or GI. Yeah. And hopefully their 3 years of being exposed to Reading will bring them back here.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Because again, like you were saying, one of the things that they really liked about the area is the patients and the gratefulness that the patients are showing to them for being here, because that's, you don't get that in a lot of markets, and that's something that they're really looking at. These guys want us here.
It's like our law enforcement.
Right.
Law enforcement loves it here because people love them. So, that's great. So if you get a chance out there and you meet somebody that's one of the residents, it might be nice if you're being seen by them or you know one of them that is a resident, welcome them and hope they stay.
Well, when we took them to the Colt 45 game, remember that?
Yeah.
And and they were just, all the communities walking, talking to them.
And, people were just, I
don't have a doctor, They're like, oh, well, come see. It was pretty cool to watch. We'll be definitely doing that again this year.
People applauding. Hey, we've got the residents here. And people were applauding. And like you said, they were coming up. I had to wait in line to go and say, hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was pretty, it was kind of cool to see. It was definitely a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we've run out of time here, buddy.
All right. Always a pleasure.
You know what? I just want to tell you how much the community appreciates you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's not an easy job running a hospital, and I probably know more because Casey's my friend. Yeah. But this guy is on the top of his game, and he is there making sure that the best medical practices are there. Everything is going well. Their grades are high and everywhere. Yeah. So, yeah. That's
well,
cool.
It's real easy here because this really makes it, you know, just the community makes it feel like home. And that's one thing that's really nice about being here for the last 5.5 years. So we'll do another 10 years and then I'll sail off into the sunset and retire. Maybe.
There you go.
We'll see.
Hey. Okay. Now, tomorrow, the sheriff's office is on. And I think, I'm not sure if Sheriff Johnson's in town. And if not, one of his people will be here, but I think the sheriff will be here. And when he comes in, we can discuss where we are at the jail, because they said this month it's going to be opening and see how we're doing with that and other things that are happening in our county and city and region tomorrow. I am interested to see when they're going to open up the that floor of the jail. They said by Thanksgiving. Oh, that reminds me. Something you said, and it's got to be real quick. When somebody comes into your emergency room and you see them, homeless, whatever, you can't just release them after you've treated them. There's more to it than that.
Yeah. Newsom signed a bill about, I don't know, 3 years ago maybe, that discharges from the emergency room and discharges from the inpatient side as well. Of homeless patients, there's a lot that has to be addressed as far as do they have weather-appropriate clothing, and if they don't, we have to provide it for them.
So you provide clothing?
Yeah,
a meal.
And then
Uber.
And transportation up to 25 or 30 miles. I don't remember what the specific is, but yeah.
So when you wonder where costs are, there's one of them, and yeah, I'm pretty sure.